this wonderful life that we have in Christ is filled with God himself. And when we speak these words in faith from our heart, it will stop the enemy in his track. And this Spirit of God that lives on the inside of you will show up every false statement, every false and lying demon, and every work of evil that's trying to put on you to pull you down and keep you away from this wonderful, beautiful, overcoming, triumphant life that we have in Christ today. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You find out every part of you. Glory to God. You find out every part of you. You are spirit. You possess a soul and you live in a body. And you'll find out God has taken care of every part of you if you'll walk with him. If you'll be led by his spirit. If you'll get that word in you. And you can get that word in you just like you know how to get food in your body. But you got to get hungry. But long you keep filling up with junk from the world, it keeps you uninterested in the things of God. But I stopped junking the world. I got hungry for God. I said I got hungry for God. And a hungry man to eat. A thirsty man to drink. Hallelujah. And when you eat and drink of the word and believe what you're eating and drinking, it will change your life. So this man, Paul, were filled when Ananias laid his hands on him and he left that place. I mean, you check it out. He didn't wait till next week. He left that place that same day. The same, he's left there preaching the gospel. You know what? You know what happened? The Jews turned on him and they were trying to kill him now. Yeah, they did. Did you know that what religion trying to do to you? Water you down so they can kill you. But I'm talking about living a life. Christianity is not a religion. Amen. It's a lifestyle. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And believers everywhere that name the name of Christ ought to be talking in tongues. Every day of your life. Hallelujah. You're cheating your spirit. You're robbing yourself because your mind is in the way and you heard something that God didn't say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you learn to listen to your daddy, you learn to listen to your father, you take God as a word, you trust him over your feeling. All right. And over anybody else that try to tell you something different. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I'm in the family. I'm in the family of God. I'm born of his spirit, washed in his blood, saved and sanctified. Not just a cliche, filled with the Holy Ghost and power. There's a burning fire. Hallelujah. That every saint of God ought to possess. Hallelujah. Because you know, and I tell you what, it'll keep you out of stuff that cluttering up your life and cause you to rise victorious and live above them. You know, when I was flying in a plane, they'd be something like 33,000 to 35,000 feet in the air. I never be concerned about that plane running into a tree. How many of you? Boy, when you get that high in God, you don't be concerned about Satan trying to mess up your life. He can't touch you. We try to live too low. And we scrape everything that comes in our path. God wants you to set your aim And let's go higher. Come on now. Oh, let's go higher in prayer. Let's go higher in our word confession. Let's go higher in our faith walk. Let's go higher in our love walk. Let's go higher in our giving. Let's go higher in our loving. Let's go higher. Hallelujah. Know that God got it. And we got the goods. We got the power to change our altitude and go to another level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. So you don't have to be afraid of crashing. Even though you hit, you know, the plane hit those turbulence. Mm-hmm. Make you think you're going to. But let me tell you, when you're in the spirit, you're not concerned about turbulence. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what they did. You're not even concerned about the clouds. One time I was flying. I got to close here now. One time I was flying, and we was in a thick cloud. All you could see a cloud. He said, "We're going to another altitude." And you know what happened? I was looking down on the clouds. The sun couldn't get through to shine on the earth, but I was up in that plane. The sun was shining bright and pretty and clear. Because he went up, that's what God gave you the Holy Ghost for, so you can go above the stuff. There's trouble on this earth, but this trouble can't touch you when you hide yourself in the secret of God Almighty. And he is that secret place. He is your keeper. He is your protector. He is your provider. Hallelujah. People try to protect themselves, but you need to run to Daddy when you get from under his covering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So young people, I know some of us older people done the injustice because we didn't feed you right. But you got one here. I'm going to do everything I can to make up for what they didn't do right. I'm going to tell you, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, you are real crazy to keep living your life without it. After here, you ought to get hungry. Hallelujah. What happened? God, I got to quit. What happened to the drug people when they hear some new drug out there? What happened? That fellow that pushing that new drug, he'll tell his buddy, "You got to try this. You got to try this. Man, I got high on this other night. It's a different high you had on that one." I'm telling you, you hearing about the Holy Ghost? Don't you let nobody talk you out. It's that, can't nothing touch it. Can't nothing come to the height of it. Can't nothing do you like he can. Can't nothing fill you like he can fill you. Can't nothing give you the power that he give. Can't nothing give you the comfort that he can give you.